Title: Drum Edit Naming Conventions That Scale Intermediate. Alright, let's level up something that doesn't sound sexy, but absolutely separates fast, consistent drum and bass producers from. Why is my project called Audio 31 Producers? Today's lesson is Drum Edit Naming Conventions That Scale, specifically in Ableton Live, specifically for DNB and Jungle workflows where edits multiply like crazy, layered kicks, rebuilt snares, ghost notes, fills, amen chops, resamples, parallel chains, and all those one-off variations you swear you'll remember later. You won't. So we're going to build a naming system that stays readable when you have 80 tracks, 3 rounds of resampling, and 2 drop revisions. By the end of this, you'll have a repeatable way to name tracks, groups, clips, drum racks, pads, prints, and exports so you can instantly find stuff like drop 1 snare with transient layer, amen fill variant B, or that drum bus print before you destroyed it. Let's start with the mindset shift. Treat names like metadata, not labels. A label is just snare. Metadata is what role is it, what section is it for, what version is it, and what changed. And here's the big rule: don't try to encode your entire life story into one name. If you do, the names become unreadable, and you'll stop following the system. A solid rule of thumb is: always include role, section, and version. Sometimes include source, pattern, and 1 or 2 tags that actually help future you. Cool. Now let's build the core format. The main naming template for scalable drum assets is role, then source, then section, then var, then notes. So it looks like role underscore source underscore section underscore var underscore notes. Example: SNR SAM drop 1 ASAT, or BRK BRK min drop 2 BHP 180. That's the format. Now we need a token set that stays consistent. For roles, use short codes you will actually stick to. Kick is KIK. Snare is SNR. Clap is CTHLP. Hats could be HAT or TOP depending on your preference. Percussion could be PRC. Breaks as BRK. Fill as FLL. Drum bus as DRV. Parallel as PDR. Prints as PRT. Now here's an extra pro move. Fixed length tokens make huge sessions easier to scan. Like always using 4-character roll chunks, kick, SNR, BRK, top, par, PRT. Your eyes start reading the shapes, not the letters. For sections, you can do full tags like drop 1, drop 2, BRK, DN, and so on. Or you can go tighter and use D1 and D2. The key is, pick one system and don't mix them. If you write drop 1 in one place and D1 in another, search and scanning gets annoying. For variations, you've got 2 common options. Option 1, A, B, C for simple variations. Option 2, V01, V02 for iterative work. And here's an advanced variation trick that saves your version numbers. Microversioning. V01A could mean tiny edit, like timing or velocity. V01B could mean mix move, like EQ or compression change. V02 could mean structural change, like new layer, new chop pattern. That way you don't end up with V19, because you nudged one ghost note. Now let's talk about notes and tags. This is where you document why a version exists, but we're going to follow a one meaning per tag rule. If you use the tag crunch, it cannot sometimes mean distortion and other times mean transient emphasis. That breaks trust in your own system. So build a small tag vocabulary. Dynamics tags: blue, smash, clip. Tone tags: dark, bright, HP 180, LP 8K. Width tags: mono, wide. Timing tags: nudge plus, nudge, SW56. And here's a key teacher tip. The moment you do an irreversible action, tag it immediately. If you consolidate, flatten, reverse, warp aggressively, or print a heavily processed bus, put that in the name right then. That's the moment you will forget later. Alright, now we're going into Ableton structure, because names work best when the session is organized. Create a few core groups so the drum system reads clearly when folded. Make a group called DRM Main. This is your main one-shot driven or core drum elements. Inside it, you might have KIK Main, SNR Main, Hat Top, PRC Groove. Then a group called DRM BRKS for break layers. Inside, BRK Amen, BRK Think, maybe BRK Ghost if you're harvesting ghost texture from breaks. Then a group called DRM PAR for parallel processing lanes. This is optional, and yes, you can use return tracks, but having parallel lanes as audio tracks can be easier to print and label. Inside, par smash, par air, PAR subtab if you do that little room or sub reinforcement trick. Then a group called DRM PRT for prints and resamples. Inside, PRT DRM bus, PRT BRK bus, PRT fill, whatever you need. Why does this scale? Because you can fold the groups and instantly understand the drum architecture. And when you export stems, those group names become stem labels, which saves you later. Now let's zoom into drum racks, because this is where most people stay messy. If you're using a drum rack for one hits, name the track like a product, not a sketch. For example, the track name could be DRM Rack 1 Hits Drop 1A, and the actual device title, the drum rack itself, rename it to something like Rack 1 Hits D1A. Now inside the rack, rename pads. This is a huge one. Instead of leaving pads as kick 1 and snare 2, rename them by function. Kick punch. Kick sub. SNR body. SNR CRK for crack. CWP top. Hat 16. Hat off. Rim ghost. This way, when you come back in a week, you don't have to audition everything to remember what's what. You can literally read your mix decisions. And speaking of mix decisions, if you're building chains on the pads, keep them sane and consistent. Kick punch might be a Q8 into drum bus into saturator. Snare body might be a Q8 into glue compressor into saturator. Hats might be a Q8 into auto filter into utility. And here's the little teacher comment. You don't need to memorize someone else's chain, but you do need to name things so you know what problem you were solving. That's the whole point. Now we hit the secret sauce. Clip naming. In arrangement view, DNB editing creates tons of small clips. Micro chops. Ghost fixes. Pre-drop mutes. Turnaround fills. If your clip names are clip 12, you've already lost. So for clips, use section underscore roll underscore pattern underscore VAR. Examples. Drop 1 SNR 2 step A. Drop 1 beat RKMN chop B. BDU FLL snare trip V02. Drop 2 hat mute 1 bar. When you make a variation, duplicate the clip and rename it to B. Don't leave it to chance. For pattern naming, use vocabulary you'll recognize instantly. 2 step, stepper, halftime, amen, shuffle, roll, swing 56. Now let's add edit type suffixes, because DNB editing repeats the same operations again and again. Common suffix tags. Ghost for added ghost hits. Nudge for timing tweaks. Human for randomized timing or velocity. SAT for saturation. HP hash 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 for high pass values. Mono or wide for width decisions. Fill or turn for turnaround moments. So you get names like Drop 1 SNR 2 step a ghost. Drop 1 BRK think B HP 100A. Drop 2 tops shuffle C wide. That's not overkill. That's you leaving a trail of breadcrumbs for the version of you who's tired at 2 a.m. trying to finish the arrangement. Now, resampling. This is where sessions go to die if you don't have a system. We're going to build a print and resample lane that never gets messy. Create an audio track named PRT DRM Bus Drop 1 V01. Set audio from to your drum group, like DRM Main, or your drum bus group if you've got one. Set monitor to off. Arm it. Record 8 or 16 bars of your drop drums. Then rename the recorded clip immediately. PRT DRM Bus Drop 1 V01 Glue 2 dB. Or PRT DRM Bus Drop 1 V02 set of this. Then consolidate that print if you want it as a single asset, and rename the consolidated audio to something like Res DRM Drop 1 V02 8 bar 174 BPM. And here's an advanced sound design workflow tip. If you're doing heavy bus destruction, print pre and post. PRT DRM Pre D1 V03. PRT DRM Post D1 V03 clip. This gives you a safety checkpoint. You can go back without rebuilding the chain. Also, if you're doing multi-stage resampling, name the stages. Tone stage, drive stage, tamed stage, like Res BRK Amen D1 V02 Tone 8B. Then Res BRK Amen D1 V02 Drive 8B. Then Res BRK Amen D1 V02 Tamed 8B. That's not just neat. That is how you stay fearless and experimental without losing control. Next, arrangement naming. Use locators. Seriously, locators are your navigation system. Name them with section codes and lengths if you want. INT 32, BDU 16, Drop 1 64, the RKD N 32, Drop 2 64, OUT 16. And if you want to go even more pro, add edit locators too. Not just sections, but decision points. Sec D1. Edit SNR fill at 33. Edit hat drop at 97. So when you open the project later, you can jump straight to the moments where the arrangement changes, not just the start of the drop. Now color rules and prefix rules. Ableton won't enforce consistency. You have to pick consistent colors. One for kicks, one for snares, one for breaks, one for prints. It doesn't matter what colors you choose. What matters is that your brain learns the language, and keep prefixes consistent. Tracks start with K-I-K, S-N-R, B-R-K, top, par, P-R-T. Groups start with D-R-M. When you hit a huge track count, that visual scanning saves minutes constantly. Now export naming. When you export stems, your group and track names often become the file names. That means your session naming is also your delivery naming. So name your deliverable groups in a stem-friendly way. Stem-DRM main, Stem-DRM-BRKS, Stem-Bass, Stem-Music, Stem-FX, Stem-Vox. Inside drums, you'll thank yourself for obvious names like K-I-K main, SNR main, BRKA main, Top Hats, DRV-DRM bus. Now let's cover the common mistakes that mess people up. Mistake 1. Using the word final too early. You get final, final 2, final reval, final thesome. That tells you nothing. Use versions V01, V02, and so on. Mistake 2. Not tagging the section. A fill without drop 1 or drop 2 becomes a mystery later. Mistake 3. Mixed decisions not reflected in names. If you made a special high-pass version at 180 Hz, tag at HB180. Mistake 4. Printing without a print lane. Random resamples scattered everywhere is how you lose your best bounce and ruin your momentum. Mistake 5. Inconsistent abbreviations. Don't use SN, SNR, and snare in one project. Pick one and commit. Now quick pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Use weight tags. Heavy, lean, subsafe clip. So you can have something like drop 1 DRM bus V03 heavy. Also separate clean transients from crush layers. SNR main clean, SNR parse mash. And print the sum as something like PRT SNR sum drop 1 V02. If you do distorted breaks, make that explicit. BRK amen dirt A. And if you print it, PRT BRK dirt drop 1 V01. Also, if swing matters, name it. Twain is part of the groove identity. Top 16 SW56. BRK amen SW62. It helps you keep the roll consistent across drops. Now, let's do a 15-minute practice exercise so this becomes muscle memory. Open a new Ableton set at 174 BPM. Create groups. DRM main, DRM BRKS, and DRM PRT. Add one drum rack track named DRM rock 1 hits drop 1A. Add one break audio track named BRK amen drop 1A. Create 2 8-bar clips. One name drop 1 SNR 2 step A. Duplicate it. Modify it into a fill. And name it drop 1 FLL SNR trip B. Now create a print track named PRT DRM bus drop 1 V01. Record 8 bars of your drum bus. Consolidate the printed audio and rename it. Res DRM drop 1 V01 8 bar 174 BPM. If you can do that cleanly in 15 minutes, you're building a workflow that can actually handle real DNB production. Before we wrap, one more advanced collaboration trick, status prefixes. This is different from versioning. It's telling you the workflow state. WIP means still changing. Lock means don't touch. Safe reference. Kill means candidate for deletion after bounce. So you might have lock SNRD 1V07 glue. That stops you from accidentally rebuilding a snare you already approved. Alright, recap. Use a consistent, searchable format. Roll, source, section, variation, notes. Name everything that matters. Tracks, clips, racks, pads, prints, and exports. This audio version is shortened for playback.